So let's start in Revelation chapter 20 tonight, reading verses 7 through 9 again, where we left off last time. And we want to read those three verses and then go to the source of what those three verses are actually drawing upon in the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel. Lord willing, we'll do that here in just a moment, but let's start with Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. Let's see, Brother Tom, can you get us started tonight?
Yes. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them.
All right, so here's a war. And in this war in Revelation 20, what are the two sides? The world and Christians. He defines the world, the four quarters of the earth. And what term does he use? Really, it's a figure for the world that he uses there in Revelation chapter 20, which are the four quarters of the earth. Gog and Magog. So here, Gog and Magog, which he defines as being the four quarters of the earth, the nations that are in the four quarters of the earth that are Gog and Magog. So here's all the nations that are what Gog and Magog is. If you want to know what it is in Revelation, Gog and Magog, that's all the nations of the world. And all the nations of the world gather against, to battle against whom? They went up on the breadth of the earth to surround the camp of the saints, the holy ones. Well, who are the saints? This is spiritual Israel. These are God's people. These are Christians, as Brother Michael is pointing out. So we have the world against Christ and his followers here. Here are Christ's disciples, Christians, surrounded by the world. And the world is attacking the church. Now, what's the outcome? Victory for Christ's people, for his church. What does God do to Gog and Magog? What does God do to the world in his judgment here? He sends fire down out of heaven to devour them. And then we'll see the next thing that he describes is the day of judgment. So this is showing what is the final outcome of the ultimate war that we're engaged in. And it's not a physical one. He's not describing a physical one. Of course, he's using military terms with the battle and the camp of the saints, a word that's used most often in most contexts with a military connotation, like with the Romans and their castle in Jerusalem, and that we read about several times, several references to that in the book of Acts, but clearly that's the context here. But though he's using the imagery or the language of warfare, it's not in a physical sense, as we know. Is our battle with flesh and blood? No, that's not what kind of fight we're involved in. And the armor that we put on for the fight, the spiritual battle that we're engaged in, and